Good morning, everyone. Time for the Saturday Morning Coaches Show, brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, the Country Butcher in Dawson, and Madison Bottling Company. Now the Coaches Show with Dick Newman. Primo.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Lacaparral Valley Culture Show. Dick Newman bringing you the report again this morning with Bader and Meyer at the control panel as Paul is down in the cities from Tuesday to later on today with basketball coverage. So Maynard is the main man at the control panel. Going to start the spring coaches out with start with Wolf and welcome back again to the Coaches Show, Barry, for another season in boys golf.
Yeah, thank you. It's hard to believe another turn of the calendar, and here we go again.
Well, so far anyway, you might get out and do some. Stuff outside in practice, and you'll have your first event here in a week or so. So hopefully the weather will cooperate, but you know what happens at tournament time. So there's been some years where it's been dry, and then we get hit by a storm of some sort. But let's introduce your team this year.
All right. We've got 12 kids, 7 through 12, which is pretty much where we're at every year. We're always kind of in between about 10 and about 13 or 14, so we get 12. I think we had 12 last year as well. So we are led by, we're returning six letter winners, led by our seniors. Of course, we got Carson Bessonen back as a senior, and this is his sixth year with the program, and you know, has had all kinds of accolades over the past few years. We've got Gavin Carl back as well as a second senior. Gavin will also be running some track, so he'll be splitting time there. One junior, Caden Stender. One sophomore, Grant Bierke, who shares some time with baseball. We got two freshmen, Noah Arndt, who lettered for us last year, and then Harris Borstead. Three eighth graders, Griffin Kranz, was a letter winner last year, Ryan Bierke, and then Aaron Bond. We got three seventh graders that have come out this year. We got Broden Tilbury, Carson Tilbury, and Keegan Culhane to round out our 12 players.
Okay, well, you have a dozen players, but you're still a pretty young team.
We are in the sense that we've only got the two seniors, and of course, in our lineup coming back from last year, we have the junior, ninth grade, sophomore, ninth grader, and eighth grader. So we've got a nice balance of from grade representation there. But we still have some youth in there as well, and some promising newcomers in addition.
Good. Well, they get out and get some practice, and as the season goes along, you're certainly looking for improvement, and you certainly get that year in and year out. So what teams, I guess the always question going into the season, what teams in the conference and then subsection and section looked strong this year in our area?
Well, the conference, again, last year we were third in the conference. We got in a shootout with Lakeview and Canby and for the conference championship, and Lakeview eked it out. We were all within, for the season, it was less than 10 shots, so it was pretty tight between the three teams. We ended up coming in third. I think both of those teams sustained some graduation losses. I think we were third, and we return everyone. Dawson was right behind us, and they've got everyone back. So probably starting with the two of us, Central Minnesota Christian's got some nice players that are sophomores. Three players that are they did have a key graduation loss, but they should be maybe in the mix. So probably those three in the South. I'm not sure. Lakeview's Lakeview is going to be good again, although they did have a little bit of loss in the from graduation. But we've got two pretty good players. So that's probably for the conference. The section, we were second in the section to Dawson last year, and I would anticipate, you know, probably the two of us are probably the front runners in the section again, and then probably the third would maybe be Central Minnesota Christian. But yeah, I would say it's probably the two of us for the section right now, as far as the probably the top contenders, but, you know, see how things play out.
Sure. And what's your schedule look like? I know you do a lot of weekends, big tournaments and things like that.
Yeah, we've got a pretty full schedule with invites and you know, our six conference meets. You know, the schedule really hasn't changed much. We do have one open date that we're trying to looking to fill at some point to try and fill up the schedule, but we get a series of invites. Starting our first meet is April 11th, which is a Friday. We go down to Worthington for their invites to open the schedule. I think we have three invites before we have a conference meet. We start off with Worthington, and then the next week we have invites at Marshall and Mineola. So 18 home meets. So, getting those in and playing 18 home meets would be a good way to kind of warm up and tune in before the conference season. So, that's where we're at schedule wise, but otherwise, you know, it's a lot of the same places we've been the last few years that we're playing at.
Okay, you go into Litchfield and Wilmer again?
We go to it's now the New London Wilmer. Okay. We go to that. That's the last week in April. Yeah, it's Thursday, Friday, last part of April. We go over to that one. We got invites to, like, so we Marshall, Mineola. We got an invite in Ortonville. We got one in Benson. We got one down at RTR. We got the conference tournament this year, which is also at RTR, that's moved from Marshall to RTR this year, or to the Tyler Golf Course, even though RTR is not in the conference again, but at the Tyler Golf Course. So we've got a series, I don't think I'm leaving anything out, but we have a number of invites. Like I said, we got one more spot that we're trying to see what we can maybe line up something else for one more.
Yeah, and golf is a funny game, you know, that can be going along good and then blow up on a hole, and then you got to recover from that. And your kids have done a good job of that over the years.
I think the nice thing is with everybody back, we've got, a lot of experience, even though, you know, some of these kids are young. We get four all-conference players back.
Right.
Carson Besson and Gavin Carl's all-conference, Caden Stender, and then Noah Arndt, all made the all-conference team last year. So we got, and Griffin and Grant also got a lot of experience, you know, playing all year too, and had good seasons as well. And so these guys are tested, and they played a lot of big events, including the section. And of course, with Carson having, you know, played in the last four state tournaments and having won the section a cup twice and being second in the section twice, and a number of the things he's accomplished, he's kind of seen it all, and
right,
and provides good leadership for everyone else in that area, as far as, you know, just his own personal experiences that he can share a lot of insights, which he does with his teammates, which is very helpful too.
Sure, yeah, and it's a physical game, but just as important, if not more so, is a mental game. So it's
it's like I was talking to someone, and there was that joke around with someone, and you're talking about golf, and I said, yeah, the nice thing about golf is you get in a golf meet, once you start, you're not going to get subbed out, so you get to play the whole meet, which means sometimes you might want to get subbed out when things go bad. You think about other sports, things not going well. I can go sub out. I can sit down for a minute or two and kind of get my thoughts together. Yeah. Golf, you got to keep plugging along. You don't. No one's checking in for you for a minute or two to. So you got to figure it out on the move.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So it's a little different that way. So and golf can do that from hole to hole. You, like you said, you could be cruising along, and all of a sudden one hole could could come up and bite you pretty hard, and you got to figure out a way to mentally regroup.
Right, right. Well, with your first event on the 11th, we will not talk next week, but the following week we'll have some results to talk about. And a lot of times you are busy on the weekend, but either Paul Ramo or myself will contact you later on in the week and get what you've had so far in that particular week to find out the progress of your team.
All right.
Anything else, Barry?
I don't think so. I think we're excited for a season. We got some pretty high goals, and hopefully we can go achieve those.
Well, we'll cross our fingers on the weather holding out for us, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Barry Besson on Boys Golf will take this break and have more of the Culture Show after these messages.
In a semifinal game in Class A State Boys Basketball at Williams Arena on Friday, the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks defeated Red Lake County 80-66. Dawson Boyd Blackjacks now play the Cherry Tigers at 11 a.m. on Saturday at Williams Arena. You'll hear that live right here on Q92. Cherry Tigers, the number one ranked team in the state. Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, number two ranked team in the state in Class A. Should be a great game. That's 11 o'clock on Saturday morning with Paul Ramo and Mitchell Silty right here on 92.1 FM. Online at klqpfm.com.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
Well, welcome back to the Culture Show. Going to turn our attention now to girls softball with me this morning is Scott Swatsky. And Scott, back for another year.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. Like I told the girls, I've been ready, I think, since August 1st of 2024. So,
yeah, that's right. So let's introduce your team.
Right on. So we've got 31 players in grades 7 through 12 right now, and I'm very excited about them. So I'm just going to rattle everybody off, starting with our 7th graders. We have Adley Lund, Ashton Shelstead, and Micaiah Thompson. And our 8th graders are Ava Deline, Lily Fernholtz, Lorelei Elsner-Brown, Allison Earp, Maddie Geiser, Maya Mortensen, Maya Swatsky. And our 9th graders are Carolyn Bakerberg, Aiden Bonn, Riley Clark, Tegan Conroy, McKenna Hansen, Reese Koosman, Faith Meyer, Avery Monroe, Addison Tilbury, Eva Traeger, and Sadie Zarbuck, a big 9th grade group.
Yes.
Our 10th graders are Greta Fernholz and Carson Wittenable. Our 11th graders are Raya Borston. And our seniors are Zoe Doctor, Kayla Jan, Jalen Lee, Brandy Meyer, Val Piotter, and Kendall Shelstead. So that rounds out our 31 players. And, our varsity team is going to be pretty senior-heavy this year. But I tell you what, roughly 2 weeks into practice here, I knew that after this year there'd be a transition into just regrouping and whatnot, but I am super excited about these young kids and where they're at. And I don't think that the rebuild is going to be as challenging as I once thought. There's some kids that are really showing some great potential.
Okay. With that group, would you be able to field a CB and varsity team?
Yeah, so that's kind of where we're at. We'll obviously have our varsity team. We'll have a JV team, and then we're having a C squad. So there's kind of what's happening in softball around the area is there's teams that are really struggling to have junior high teams or C squads or whatever. And so what a lot of us have decided to do is kind of combine our 7th, 8th, 9th graders, and some teams might have to throw some 10th graders in there, but to have a C squad team. So we won't really have a junior high season per se, but it'll be more of a 7th through 9th grade, 7th, 8th, and 9th grade league. So okay. Very appropriate competition, and I'm excited for that.
Yeah, and with your great numbers in 8th grade, if somebody can't field a C team, they could maybe have you play a 7th and 8th grade game,
yep,
too.
Yep, so. Exactly. And I think, you know, where we're at here, the exciting thing about the level of play these girls are able to play at is we'll have some girls in our younger ages that'll play. Sometimes they'll be playing on C squad, and sometimes they'll be playing on JV, so they'll get some different taste there. And then the same will happen with JV and varsity transitions, especially early on.
Okay. Well, I guess the question that I always ask at this time of the season is, what teams do you look for in the Camden Conference to be strong this year, along with the subsection and section?
Yeah, well, I think last year we had a dogfight with Mineota, and for the conference championships, both of us came into the last game of the season undefeated in conference play, and we locked horns, and it was a fun game, and we ended up unfortunately losing 1-0 in 7 innings, and I mean it was good ball, and So I anticipate that we'll be locking horns with them again. They've got a solid pitcher and are well coached. KMS is always a competitive team, so I kind of look at, and then YME will be another team that they've got a strong pitcher, and that's kind of a big deal. So I think those are maybe the favorites, along with us. Obviously, we lost Claire Borstead, was our only senior last year, so we're bringing everybody back and everybody better. So that's in terms of conference play. In terms of section play, I guess I look at, I think anybody has a chance to walk out of here amongst ourselves. Wabasso always feels a strong team. Edgerton Southwest Christian is going to be right there again. Bold and RTR lost their horse, Alderson, last year, but they have open enrollee from TMB. That she was an eighth grader last year, and did pretty well, so she'll help their team out a lot too. So I think those are the teams that'll probably be in the dogfight in the Section 3A tournament.
Well, 3A is always strong. Look at the history this year with football and wrestling and boys and girls basketball, well represented from this area of the state. And
absolutely,
softball is no different.
Nope. I think anybody in any sport that comes out of 3A has a chance to do some damage. And, you know, RTR last year got third in state. They lost to the state champions. The year before, Edgerton Southwest Christian, they won it. You know, so it's a powerhouse section in almost every sport.
Yeah. We failed to mention your coaching staff.
Yeah, so I have Ryan Lee will be my assistant this year, and Johnny Garibay will continue to be the JD coach. Sydney Gertis will be our C-Squad coach, and Ryan Grunholtz will, he volunteers as ABLE, works with our catchers, and so until farming happens. So I really appreciate everything that they all do, which is really important. We did lose Tanner Peach this year. It's a big deal for us, and our girls and myself were sad because he was a nice asset. But life happens.
Oh yes, yeah. Let's talk about your schedule. When's your first scheduled game?
Yeah, we're scheduled to open up on April 7th against the varsity is scheduled to open up April 7th against RTR. So we will make the glorious trip to Tyler. A lot of fields and nothing to look at, but that'll be a nice competitive game right off the bat. Our C-Squad girls actually are scheduled to start on April 3rd, so a little bit before us. But we have some dogfights right off the bat. We see RTR, which is a section opponent. We'll see Clinton Graceville Beardsley then on Thursday of that week, the 10th, and they got second in state last year, with I think a lot of their players returning, and then we'll head down, or we'll host MCC, who's another section opponent and has a decent team. So before we get into conference play, we're going to lock some horns with some some section opponents that will test us right off the bat.
Well, they're aware of what you're coming back with, too, so it should be good matchups. And you want to play the best teams, so that makes yourself better as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's the one thing of where we're at right now with some veteran leadership and whatnot is I really don't think our girls are afraid of anything. You know, it's we're sitting in a good spot, and they look confident, they look good, they look energetic and positive, and, it just has me fired up about the season.
That's good. Well, and every coach is very proud of their team.
Yep.
One different thing this spring, knock on wood, has been the weather. I mean, have you been outside? There have been
some
days.
Absolutely.
There's been some days where probably in the 60s or whatever, so, and the field probably, the frost is out of the ground, so that's good.
Yeah, I don't know if it is out of the ground or not, but we have absolutely been out there whenever we can, and sometimes the girls have looked at me. Out at Lacaparo, it's always a little bit colder than it is anywhere else because the wind's blowing and
right.
So on and so forth. And the other day we were out there, and I had told them, make sure you have warm clothes, sweatshirts, sweatpants, and everything. And I think some of them think that I'm just talking to the air at times, but they understood by the end of practice that, boy, it is chilly out here.
Yeah.
But they... they stay warm. We do, you know, a lot of drills where we're constantly moving and running and just doing the deal. So not a lot of standing still. So hopefully that helped out. But that's really been nice. One of the things that we were able to do through the dugout club this year is buy a second batting cage. And so although that's great for our hitting and everything, drills, it has taken up space for our defensive stuff. So Mother Nature being cooperative has been very much appreciated this year.
Yeah, and you have made some improvements on the facility.
Absolutely, yeah. So I think when people come out and see ball games this year with the referendum, they've started some stuff. The new backstop is in. I think it'll be a nice visual piece. It's a net instead of a fence, so spectators can see through it easier. Padded black wall. We'll get the rest of it with irrigation and other things will happen after the season. But I'm very appreciative of our school district and the support that we have, because we will end up with undoubtedly one of the best fields to play on, facilities to play on in the area.
Yep. Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
So anything else there, Scott?
Well, I don't think so. I think, you know, again, it's just, the one thing I would like to do, Vic, is acknowledge our home run sponsors. Our dugout club is, it's really taken off and done some great things and provided our girls with some training tools, some opportunities. We are going to take girls to a Division I softball game, the University of Minnesota versus Oregon. On Saturday, April 12th, which I think will be a very cool experience and opportunity. And because of the donations we receive from people and the support, we're able to do just different things like that. We have a home run club where it's $500 for the initial payment and then $300 a year after that. And what happens is we always like to acknowledge them on the coaches' show as well as any games that we can have Paul broadcasting at home or wherever, and then there's also a sign that they share, you know, their information with us, and we put a sign on our dugout that recognizes them as the home run sponsor. So our home run sponsors this year at this particular point, and we're anticipating still getting a few in, but we would like to recognize Q92 FM for the support and all sorts of different things. Zarbuck Funeral and Cremation, Piotr Construction, Trigestead Seeds, the Dryer Doctors, Milan Fire Department, Cargill, Clean Site, Tim and Sherilyn Meyer Farms, Appleton Dental Care, Ludvigson Tiling, Joe Schreier, Home to Home in Appleton, Blake and Ramona Deneen, Healing Journey Massage by Sue, Prairie Sun Bank, Kibble Equipment, Fernholz Concrete, Holloway Rod and Gun Club, Pomme de Terre Post 4955, the Appleton VFW, Traeger Seeds, and Madison Chiropractic. And if anybody else wants to hop in this and support the girls and the program, we'd love to have your support. And you can reach out to me at school or one of our players, and we'd love to have you on there. So, yeah, we're ready, Paul. We're ready, Dick, for a great season here. It's ready to grip it and rip it and make the plays and do the deal and see where things lie at the end of the season.
Well, if the girls are as excited about the season beginning as you are, it's going to be a fun year for you, and you do have a great nucleus of players coming back from last year, and still a fairly young team, even though you have a good number of experienced seniors.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's a nice blend and a nice balance, I think we're set up to be very competitive for several years to come.
Okay, and we'll see how the ball bounces this spring for you.
Yeah, right on.
With 2 weeks before you start, we will not have you on the coach, but after that first week of action, it sounds like you'll have about 3 games to talk about in 2 weeks. So.
Yep. So you'll have to give me about 45 minutes, because you know how I like to talk.
Well, we do get an extra half hour starting in 2 weeks. You know, we'll
oh, start I love
at
it. I 8:30
in the morning, and to get seven sports, and it takes a while. We'll get the other four sports in next week. That'll give us time to talk.
Talk about
all the teams coming up. So.
No, I'm just teasing, but yeah, I've heard, and they're good kids, and I'm very proud of them.
Okay. Well, thanks for the report, and we'll be talking girls softball here in 2 weeks, find out some results, and we'll knock on wood that the Mother Nature will help us out as well.
Right on. Thanks, Dick.
That's Scott Swatsky on girls softball. We'll have more of the Culture Show after this.
Farming isn't just a job, it's a way of life. At Haugen Insurance Agency, we understand the unique challenges you face every day. With our many years of experience, we are able to assess your needs and match the right coverage with your operation, whether you're a small family farm or a large operation. Our dedicated team is here for you, providing support and expertise every step of the way. Protect your crops and your livelihood with confidence. Visit us on the web at haugencropins.com to learn more. Haugen Insurance Agency, a farmer's helping hand.
The Country Butcher in Dawson congratulates the Blackjack boys basketball team on earning your trip to state. The Country Butcher is offering a Blackjack State basketball special. Blackjack pack, $50, 3 pounds of summer sausage, 1 pound cheese, 1 pound of beef sticks, and 2 twisted pretzels of choice. Call 320-769-2238 to order. And Blackjack Brats, 20% off. That's at the Country Butcher in downtown Dawson.
Well, welcome back to the Culture Show. We're going to turn our attention now to girls golf. And with me this morning is Kip Stender. And welcome back there, Kip.
Thanks, Dick. Good to be back. Beautiful time of the year when you have spring coming around the corner and seeing lots of new life and birds and geese and swans, and it's been fun driving to work.
And knock on wood, like with the other sports, you've had a pretty decent spring. I know tournament time, you always get some storms in that, but pretty much the frost is out of the ground, and I don't know, you possibly have been outside a little bit.
Yeah, we haven't yet. Okay. We like to start inside, even if we were, just to work on the swings and get a lot more reps in. You know, when we take a bunch of balls and hit them outside and we got to go pick them up, that's half the practice. So so we can get a lot of balls, and then also they don't know where their ball's going when we hit into the net, so we're working on the swing, not necessarily on where the ball ends up right now, so that helps also. So they're outside and it's always going left or right, they're getting frustrated, and then the body tenses up, and then the swing gets different. So we like to start inside either way. But, yeah, hopefully next week, if it warms up enough, we'll get out there a little bit. And we've got a little trip planned to Sioux Falls yesterday and today that we'll be hitting some some balls down there. If we can be outside, we will. If not, we'll be at the Great Shots and then have some time at a hotel for the kids to, you know, bond and get along and do activities and catch a Sky Force basketball game Friday night.
Okay. Well, let's introduce your squad for this year.
Okay. Well, we're going to be led by Molly Halverson, a returning letter winner of 4 years. She's a junior, and she will be our captain. She's placed at state twice and been all-state three times, maybe four even. I can't remember. But so she's kind of our leader. She's been off a great start. And we'll have Kate Alstead returning as a letter winner. And she's the whole right now. We are really impressed and feel very good about the team that we're going to be putting together here. So Kate's lettered for 3 years. And we got Macy Zarbuck, who won a few JV tournaments last year, so she'll be a candidate to step up there for the varsity. She's a junior also. Kaylee Nelson's a junior that came along at the end of the season last year, improved quite a bit, and did well at the JV meet. And then returning golfers, Peyton Sachs. He's a sophomore. She's lettered 3 years and qualified for state last year. And so those are our returning, you know, kind of letter winners and potential, you know, varsity starters there. And then we've got a nice number of newcomers coming out. We have two seniors, Hannah Oy and Gertie Sieg, and great kids. And they're going to be a big part of the program this year and have an influence on everybody. It's nice to have maturity and that senior type lead by example leadership. Just great kids, and we're really, really happy to have them out. Then we have Peyton Redepenning, an eighth grader, out for the first time. American Avila is out, an eighth grader. We have a Fernanda Blas, an eighth grader, that's out, and a Kaylor Marino. And then also Adeline Hoost, a seventh grader, is out. And I'm pretty sure I think I've got them all. So yeah, we're really excited. We've got, you know, 14 kids at practice and nice numbers, and we'll see how they progress and how they do.
Okay, and the coaching staff?
Mark Halverson's back as our volunteer coach, and Chad Gallen, he'll be there some. He's got a new schedule for work, and Bella Jacobs, his daughter, is competing very at Southwest State, so she has a lot of spring tournaments and things, so his time off that he can get, he'll probably go for that versus come and help us out. But he'll be there when he can, and he's got a couple kiddos he's been working with over the years, so they look forward to that. And Mark does a real nice job with the swings, and we've got a pretty good system down that works well. So yeah, I couldn't do it without them, and the parents and the grandparents. It's just it's fun to get back into it, and had a parent meeting on Wednesday night, and that went well. So looking forward to having a good year.
Okay. Well, we always do at this time of the season, what teams look good conference-wise and section-wise?
Yeah, you know, it's Dawson Boyd has, you know, a great team. They got everybody back, and they, you know, were state champs last year. So they're obviously the team to beat. And then I'll put ourselves in there for, at that same level. And Fillmore Central at the state level, I would say us three are going to be, you know, definitely in the top four teams at the state level. But only for Dawson and us, only one of us gets to go. So we hopefully can give them a battle and progress and improve and see what we can do. But they're definitely a very outstanding team. Corey Larson does a nice job with them. They're coached very well. Good kids, good families. So it's it's fun competition in a way, and we make each other better, I think. So yeah, they're definitely the team to beat in the conference and in the section. Otherwise, in the conference, RTR had a team that, you know, qualified for state 2 years ago, and then last year didn't, and they did have everybody back. So they're they're a team that, could do something. They got some experience there. So they would be in the conference hunt. They win the South, and if we were to happen to, you know, knock Dawson off on a meet or two, if we were, you know, then that becomes into play for the overall conference, because it's based on the points, and so one team could go undefeated in one half to get. So it'll be fun. Conference this year is going to be in Tyler instead of Marshall, so that'll be new for the girls. And we'll get down there for a tournament so that we've practiced, you know, or played on that course, so we have some knowledge of it. And so that's a change for us. We'll have the Tri-State again, but that'll be in Oakdale outside of Hutchinson instead of Bunker Hills. And that'll be a two-day tournament. And then we'll probably meet Southwest Christian, Bill Hogue's the coach there, and his wife, I believe, is originally from Bellingham, and they own some properties out in the Madison area too. So we plan to, if it fits in our schedule, we'll plan to get a match in there with them.
Okay. Well, in order to keep getting better and better, you got to face that type of competition on tough golf courses. So that's really important to play on those, and then you're in a number of 18-hole tournaments, which physically is a toll on some people, especially under adverse weather conditions.
Right, and so you try to prepare for those, and they are long days. One of our themes this year is confidence, so we want to build on that and have confidence. And then we do talk a lot about making sure we're nutritionally ready for the 18-hole tournaments. Even when it's cold out, it's still, you know, a 4 to 5 hour time that you're out, you know, walking and stopping, hitting the ball and walking. And so to really focus when you get to your ball, your plan, what club you're going to use, and then, you know, follow your routine of alignment and then practice swing and then hitting the ball with confidence. So, that's a lot of shots, you know, if they're hitting the ball 90 to 100 times, so that's 100 times they got to do that focus at a high level, so versus having to focus the whole 5 hours. But they're mentally and physically, that first tournament is an adjustment, but we need to go through them to get better for the end of the year when we have the 18-hole tournaments for qualifiers. So we're excited. It's off to a good start. 3 days of practice before we recorded this, and we've been impressed, like I said. So
good. When do you start your season, Matt?
Our first tournament's in Worthington on April 5th. Okay. And the last 2 years that's been postponed due to weather, and so we'll see. Right now, you know, we don't have a lot of snow on the ground and around the area, so hopefully we don't get a large amount. And as long as it's, you know, the course is open and there's no lightning, we'll play. So hopefully we can get that one in.
That's a 18-hole event?
Yes, 18-hole on that Saturday in Worthington.
Okay, and then your conferences are 9-hole events until the conference tournament.
Right. Yep. After school, we play those so kids don't have to miss school for those. And, sometimes we have to leave a few minutes before the end of the day. Mm-hmm. But they do a nice job of letting their teachers know and communicating and getting their work done ahead of time.
Okay. Well, you are the third coach to talk about their season this week with you not having anything until in April. Next week, so we can get the other four sports in for the preseason for them, and then we'll be talking to you every week, either live or via the tape recorder, because you're probably in action on a Saturday. So, anything else there, Kip?
No, just thank you for your time and the Coach's Show over the years and the radio station. And you know, wish all the sporting teams this spring and activities good luck. And we're in the Camden Conference. I was telling the parents that you know, all the sports are pretty tough. We have a really good conference, and, you know, we've got a basketball team down there at State and from Boston, and, you know, football and volleyball and basketball and track and field. And, I mean, it's a good conference. It's just, you know, success breeds success, per se, and to compete, you got to get better and do things the right way.
I think I've been telling that to every coach that I've interviewed this season, and I know Paul Ramel does the same thing, that this area of the state is well represented at the state tournament in every sport, as you mentioned. So yeah, that's good. Must be the water, Kip.
Yeah, it must be the water. It's the wind. I mean, we could actually say the wind, because that's something we do consistently have. So
that's right.
We learn to play in the wind. So
that's right. All right. So we'll be talking to you in a couple of weeks. Best of luck, and we'll enjoy following you throughout the entire season, Kip.
Thanks, Dick.
That's Kip Stender on girls golf. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with some more on the Culture Show.
Sparkling ice water. Goodbye, plain. Hello, plain awesome. Sparkling ice is a fizzy, flavorful, and not bland beverage without all the calories. They're one of the biggest brands in the sparkling water category. If you're looking to put a little sparkle in your step, look no further than the delicious lineup of waters. Sparkling ice, distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
Coming up on the Next Prairie Sportsman.
You guys are the cream of the crop.
We check out the Student Angler Tournament of Champions on Big Stone Lake.
It's cool to know that we're building a program here.
There's nothing to be nervous about. You can whoop these boys' butt.
We learn the master plan for the Lac La Parle WMA.
Prairie is one of the most threatened ecosystems in North America.
And Nicole Zempel introduces us to the benefits of burdock.
There is so much more to this amazing plant.
Sunday at 7:30 p.m. on Pioneer PBS.
Hello, I'm Alan Henson, and I'm proud to be working with Sullivan Auctioneers. With the entire Sullivan team working alongside the Henson family, we bring the strength of a family-run business with local decisions and national exposure. We know what matters most to you, getting the best results fast and efficiently. Whether you're selling ag land or equipment, our team has the expertise to maximize your returns. We're here to provide personalized service to fit your needs. Visit SullivanAuctioneers.com to see how we can help you today.
Back here at the Culture Show, close out the show for this weekend. Had three coaches, and we'll be talking with the other coaches next Saturday morning, and then we'll be starting in 2 weeks, a half an hour earlier, at 8:30 in the morning every Saturday morning, because we have seven spring sports to get them all in. The radio station has given us another half an hour. So we'll close this show with three, actually, Dick Newman sick jokes of the week. Number one, I'm feeling pretty proud of myself. I finished a puzzle a couple of hours when it sat on the outside of the box 2 to 4 years. Number two, the Queen of England was so upset with her poker hand that she threw all the cards in the toilet. It was a royal flush. And number three, this one's for Maynard and Chris at the theater. Hey, Dad, how are we going to sneak candy into the movie theater? Don't worry about it, son. I have a few tricks up my seat up next Saturday morning, and just remember, you don't have to play a sport to be one.